Yeah, well, I mean, like, first of all, to answer the initial part of the question, can the devil actually cause someone to have health issues? I mean, look at the book of Job. I mean, like, there's a you know, prime example right there. After he lost everything else, Job was like, yeah, God, but you're not allowing me to touch him. If I touch him, you know, touch his health, he's going to curse you, right? And so God's like, fine, go ahead, but you cannot kill him. And so this is where you actually see, you know, Satan has permission right then and there to go ahead and purposely give illness to a person. So now the other thing is when it talks about sight in particular that this person's talking about, it's funny, the disciples actually asked the same kind of questions. John 9, verses 1 through 3, talking about the man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. So when it talks about that, you know, we know, of course, Jesus made the mud, healed the man, everything like that. The leaders of Jesus, they investigated and they determined it was healed on the Sabbath and they called him a sinner.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah. Of course, later Jesus found the man, related how they were blind leaders. They took offense and Jesus held them guilty because they claimed they were not spiritually blind. So, I mean, like, that's a separate issue, but dealing with physical issues, Jesus healed. And there is a movement that is out there that kind of, and I'm sure you've heard of this, the whole name it, claim it. You know, instant, that's it.
Usually I hear like, I want a car. You know what I'm saying? That's usually the thing that I hear, but.
And, you know, it's basically where they say anything in Jesus' name and it happens. That's what they claim. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the Lord's will to heal them right then and there or not. I mean, like, everything happens. We need to take it in light of what James 4:5 says. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Mm-hmm. And so even with healings, you know, you have to take that into account. And I'm going to talk about that later with actually a different question. So. Mm-hmm.